This is Building Bridges, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash, Mexican guest workers who peel crawfish for CJ's Seafood in Louisiana, confronted their bosses after being forced to work shifts of up to 24 hours, weren't allowed to take breaks, were cheated out of their overtime pay, and were threatened with physical violence. Ana Diaz, one of the workers, said, "When we wanted to take breaks, the supervisor threatened to hit us. When one of our coworkers called the police because she couldn't take the treatment, then our boss threatened to hurt our families."
Despite the threats, workers walked off their shift and demanded payment of their unpaid wages. The workers have extended their protest to Sam's Club, a Walmart subsidiary that buys 85% of CJ's crawfish, and rallied at the home of Walmart board member Michelle Burns at the newly constructed luxury
Gary building, famous architect, but very luxury indeed. So let's go to the rally now.
And we're here to say.
And we're here to say.
To support the workers.
To support the workers.
Who are here.
Who are here
asking
for solidarity
to get justice
for all these workers
who are providing
profits
to this big corporation
called Walmart.
I would like to introduce Jacob, who is the organizer with the National Guest Workers Alliance.
Thank you so much, everybody, for coming out right to the doorstep of Michelle Burns' home. The National Guest Worker Alliance is a membership-based organization of workers like these brave 8 workers you see here that has been working for the last 6 years to organize thousands of guest workers to fight against conditions of slave labor, forced labor, and extreme abuse at huge corporations and at small suppliers across the country. We're here today with 8 striking workers who broke out of forced labor to expose forced labor on the Walmart supply chain. These workers are on H-2B visas. On H-2B visas, you are tied to only one employer. If a worker is fired or escapes, they face deportation and arrest and detention. Literally, the law prevents these workers from quitting and working somewhere else. Guest workers like these workers often make huge sacrifices to come to the U.S. to provide for their families. Many workers go deeply into debt in order to come and bring their families a little further up. Guest workers are also constantly subjected to coercion or in retaliation, like these workers were. But the NGA has been organizing thousands of guest workers in the last 6 years to bring these problems and really create crisis for the employers that try and use one group of workers, guest workers, to drive standards down for all workers. So I'd like to introduce and bring up one of the brave striking workers who will tell you a little bit about the conditions at the Walmart supplier CJ's Seafood in Louisiana. So everybody give a warm round of applause for Ana Diaz.
Bueno, nosotros formamos parte de un grupo de trabajadores mexicanos.
We are part of a group of Mexican guest workers.
Que venimos a Estados Unidos a trabajar con una visa H-2B.
That came to the United States on H-2B visas.
Para una empresa que está en Broadbridge que se llama CJ's Seafood.
We worked at a company in Broadbridge, Louisiana called CJ's Seafood.
En donde se nos obligó a trabajar 14 horas diarias, maltratos verbales y labor forzada es lo que nosotros estamos reclamando ahora.
We were forced to work over 14-hour days. We were disrespected and humiliated. We were subjected to forced labor, and that's what we're reclaiming today.
Donde nos bloquearon las puertas para no permitir que saliéramos al break.
The employer blocked the door of our plant to prevent us from taking breaks.
Y se nos amenazó con dañar a nuestras familias y a nuestra integridad propia si nosotros denunciábamos esta situación.
And then threatened us and our families with harm if we reported the situation or tried to organize.
Nosotros hemos hecho en la ciudad de Nueva Orleans una manifestación en frente de las tiendas de Sam's Club.
In New Orleans, we held a protest in front of Sam's Club.
Donde nosotros fuimos a exigir que se respeten nuestros derechos civiles y laborales.
Where we demanded that Walmart respect our civil and labor rights.
Y exigir que no haya más labor forzada.
We demanded an end to forced labor.
Por parte de sus proveedores.
On the Walmart supply chain.
Y que nos respeten como seres humanos.
And we demanded respect as human beings.
Y se ha negado. Por esta razón nosotros estamos aquí donde vive la señora Michelle Burns.
And so for that reason we've come here to the place where Michelle Burns lives.
Venimos a exigirle que no trate nada más de tapar estas acciones, que obligue a sus proveedores a respetar todo lo que los trabajadores H2B venimos a hacer aquí.
And we've come to demand that Michelle Burns and Walmart, rather than leading another cover-up operation, actually respect and put an end to forced labor all across the Walmart supply chain.
Y también queremos agradecerle a toda la ciudad de Nueva York, a todas las personas que nos han apoyado por habernos recibido así y ayudarnos de esta manera. Gracias.
And we also would like to thank and congratulate all of the citizens of New York who are here in solidarity with us today. And thank you so much for receiving us and joining our action against Walmart. So I'd like to introduce another brave guest worker who's on strike, Fernando Navarro.
Mi nombre es Fernando Navarro y yo formo parte del grupo de la Alianza.
My name is Fernando Navarro. I'm also a member of the National Guest Worker Alliance.
Venimos hasta aquí tratando de buscar justicia y que pare este tipo de violencia contra de los patrones que abusan de los trabajadores.
And we're coming here to demand our rights and to demand an end to threats of violence against us and our family by bosses like this.
Esperemos que nuestra voz sea escuchada y bueno, pues no es nada más para el grupo de nosotros, sino para los trabajadores que vienen igual que nosotros.
We're organizing not only for our own rights, but for all workers that are working on the supply chain and that are coming behind us.
Esperemos que seamos escuchados y estamos en esto. Gracias.
And so thank you for listening, and we hope that Michelle Burns hears our voice. Make some noise.
Everybody knows the place where we're here today. This is Michelle Burns' apartment building. Michelle lives at the 50th floor of this fancy building. So just to make sure she hears us, we're going to make sure that we set a chant.
Michelle Burns, it's your turn. Help Walmart workers. Michelle Burns, it's your turn. Help Walmart workers. Michelle Burns, it's your
turn. Help Walmart workers. I just also want to point out, you know, here many of the workers are carrying photographs. These are photographs of the workers' families. Their boss, who is one of Walmart's suppliers, told workers that if they reported him for forced labor, if they reported that he forced them to work 15 to 24-hour days without overtime pay, and that he blocked the door of their shop so they couldn't take breaks, or that his supervisor threatened to hit them with the crawfish shovel if they didn't work faster, that he would come after them and come after their families. So the workers have printed signs and photographs of their family members, and we're demanding that Michelle Burns come and sit with these workers and take the side of the workers rather than taking the side of the boss who said he would do harm to these people, these loved ones of these brave workers who have gone on strike. And these workers are not alone. Actually, people in the United States have heard this story, and over 122,000 people have listened to these workers on video and signed a petition demanding that Walmart sit with the workers, hear their testimony rather than making a cover-up, that they cancel their business dealings with CJ Seafood, and that they sign a long-term agreement to guarantee the civil and labor rights of these guest workers and all guest workers on their supply chain. And we have those signatures here in a box. This is 122,000 signatures. So we want to make sure that Michelle Burns knows that the people of the United States and people around the world will not tolerate forced labor on the supply chain, and that the people around the world support workers who stand up for their rights and organize. So let's take this inside and give it to Michelle Burns to send her a powerful message. Are we ready?
Yeah!
Are we ready?
Yeah!
All right, let's go.
Come on down, talk to us right now.
Michelle Burns, come on down, talk to us right now.
We're here with another one of the guest workers. Want to find out who she is and more specifically what her experiences were.
Yo me llamo Silvia Alfaro, soy de Tamaulipas y el motivo de esta huelga es porque el patrón ha amenazado a mi familia y a mí misma y eso no lo soportamos.
My name is Silvia Alfaro. I'm from Tamaulipas, Mexico, and the reason why we're on strike is because our boss threatened me and threatened my family, and I wouldn't take that.
What were you doing that made him so angry and so irrational and so vicious?
Debido a que una compañera llamó al 911 por ayuda, porque ya no soportábamos más al patrón, y él por eso se enojó y nos amenazó.
One of our coworkers called 911 desperately looking for help because she couldn't take the abuses of the employer anymore. And after that, the boss pulled us all together and threatened us.
Nos amenazaba diariamente. Nos decía que si nosotros no terminábamos en el más pronto posible el trabajo, él estaba perdiendo mucho dinero. Y por eso él nos ha amenazado así.
We were also under constant threats and pressure every day. The boss said that if we didn't finish the work fast enough, if we didn't meet the production standards, then he would lose money. And that's why he was always threatening us.
Nos forzaba a trabajar desde las 2 de la mañana hasta las 5 de la tarde. A unos compañeros trabajaban incluso hasta 24 horas.
He forced us to work from 2 in the morning to 5 in the night. Some of our coworkers were even forced to do 24-hour shifts.
Por eso nosotros decidimos buscar ayuda y hacer valer nuestros derechos.
That's why we decided to find help and to make our rights respected.
It's a very frightening situation. What gives you the strength? What gives you the courage to be organizing and organizing around the country for your rights?
La valentía la sacamos del amor de nuestra familia porque no soportamos que nadie nos discrimine porque pues somos personas.
The courage that we found came from the love we have for our family because nobody wants to tolerate that they be discriminated against or their families be threatened.
And your personal message to Walmart, what is it that we should tell them to do now?
A Walmart le queremos decir que investigue a los proveedores porque ellos no saben que nos tienen trabajando muchas horas y aparte nos tienen como esclavos, que los investiguen.
We want Walmart to hold a real investigation of its supply chain because its suppliers are holding us as if we were slaves. They're forcing us to work so many hours and Walmart should investigate that and take responsibility.
And your children are back in Mexico. Have you told them what you're experiencing here? What does your family think?
Sí, yo tengo 4 hijos, porque aquí traigo uno. Aquí anda mi esposo. Y cuando yo les dije de que el patrón era malo con nosotros, me apoyaron y me dijeron que no permitiera que siguiéramos adelante.
Well, I'm the mother of 4 children. One of them is here with us. One of them is working with me, as is my husband. But my other children and all my family, when I told them what was going on and the way the boss was treating me, they said that we should continue with our fight and that we shouldn't allow this to go forward.
Wow. Thank you very much for your strength, for your dignity, for all workers.
Por su lucha para todos los trabajadores.
Muchas gracias a todos.
Thank you, everyone.
Walmart discriminates, Walmart cheats, Walmart hates, Walmart discriminates,
Walmart cheats, Walmart hates,
Walmart discriminates.
We're here with a sparkly, effervescent sister who is clearly part of the protest. The issues for you as it relates to guest workers and Walmart.
We've welcomed Walmart workers here to New York City before to tell their stories about mistreatment and what the working conditions are like on the retail side. And now we have this wonderful opportunity to hear from folks who work for a supplier that gives 85% of the product to Walmart and Sam's Club. and just goes to show the kind of company Walmart is. The workers have spoken about treatment at the plant, being locked in trailers, being threatened by their bosses. They called on Walmart to do an investigation. Walmart responded and very quickly afterwards said that they couldn't corroborate any of the allegations, but they didn't talk to any of the workers. So we're here to support them in bringing the fight to Walmart board members to try and get someone at the company to listen.
Who are the workers that we're talking about, these guest workers who have been suffering under these conditions that Walmart has determined do not actually exist?
So they are from the National Guest Workers Alliance. They're here visiting on H-2B visas. When an employer says that they can't find workers within the United States to take jobs, then they're granted these visas and can bring workers from other countries to do work at their plants and factories.
How unique do you think their story is? Do you think there are other stories out there that perhaps we're not hearing about?
I do. I think, you know, if you follow the work that the National Guest Workers Alliance does, there are stories from folks who come here on student visas to workers that until they're outreached to by these kind of safe haven organizations and organizing entities and get in contact with them, they're kind of like an invisible group. But you have to extrapolate and think that there are many workers that are suffering under these conditions. They're in such a kind of unique situation where, you know, they have this visa that's tied to a specific employer that if that relationship is severed, then they become deportable within a very quick time frame. So standing up for your rights and speaking out about these conditions is very hard when you're in that kind of a fragile predicament.
Stephanie, what is the organization that you're working with?
So I work with the coalition, the Walmart Free NYC Coalition, and we have small business owners, community groups, members of clergy, labor unions, and a wide variety of citizen activists and advocates from across the five boroughs that are interested in improving the lives in our communities as they are right now and keeping Walmart out.
And in terms of Walmart itself, are they still trying to get into the city, into New York City?
Their campaign continues. They have not changed their one line of that they're exploring options across the five boroughs. New Yorkers have asked them specifically to come to hearings. We've asked them to disclose their plans. We've pressured them to answer questions about rumored sites, and they refuse to come clean.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. I was going to tell you that I know that you have a slogan. So what the heck? We can say it again. What should we do with Walmart?
Keep them out of New York City.
We're here with one of the protesters. Particularly, what brings you here? What are the nature of the issues?
My name is Leah. I'm a member of the National Mobilization Against Sweatshops. On Thursday, this past week, we just launched a national campaign against the Reynolds Group because of the conditions they've created in one of their factories called Pactiv in New Jersey. As a result of workers trying to organize with the Steelworkers Union, they were retaliated against and 60% of the packers were laid off. And the remaining 40% of the workers were expected to take up those hours. They're now being forced to work 5.5 days to 70 hours a week. We decided to organize with these workers because we want to get their jobs back without retaliation, as well as give bathroom breaks, because believe it or not, that is a serious issue where if they didn't get back to their machines in time, they were given points. If they had sick leave for themselves or with children, even with doctor's notes, they were given another point. If they had 8 points, they were fired. The situation of speeding up work and mandatory overtime is actually indicative of the major problem of employment in the United States right now. If everybody worked 40 hours a week, we would have enough work for everybody. We've come here today to support the guest workers because we feel that Walmart is a retailer that sells Reynolds products, and large multinational corporations are supporting each other and not providing good working conditions for their workers. It really affects all people here in the United States, regardless of status, whether you're a guest worker, you're native born, you're naturalized, or you're undocumented.
Tell me more about the workers that you're talking about. You said they're packers at Reynolds. Tell me more about what they're doing, who they are, how many there are of them, and just flesh it out a bit.
There were approximately a total of 70 workers. Most of these women were Latinas that live in Jersey, Chinese women that lived in Chinatown, all with documented status. They pack cartons with these plastic manufacturing containers that restaurants would use and various different people. But the Reynolds Group owns this particular factory. This factory is called Pactiv. What's important for us is that this has been an example of how other workers, not just factory workers, not just undocumented workers, but I myself am an office worker. And, you know, I work here in the financial district. After 9/11, we were expected to take pay cuts in lieu of layoffs. We were expected to pay for higher insurance premiums, various different things. And especially in the last 10 or more years, the working conditions in this country have really come down. And it does not matter whether you're a guest worker, a native born, a person with adjusted status. Instead of looking at the differences between workers, we try to look across the board of what it is we want. Control of our time, control of our health. And so together, we have decided to come together with other factory workers, construction workers, other professionals, an office worker, because we recognize how these conditions are really affecting all of us.
And the connection again between Reynolds and Walmart?
Walmart is one of the major retailers that sells the Reynolds products. And in order to really go out and bring this idea of eliminating mandatory overtime to other people is to really use this boycott as a vehicle to open up the discussion. And so today we've come here to help support other workers that are doing this too. We're asking that people really start to discuss this idea of eliminating mandatory overtime. You can visit our website at www.boycottreynolds.org.
Walmart cheats, Walmart hates, Walmart discriminates.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
Michelle Burns, it's your turn. Help Walmart workers.
And that was a piece that we did around the guest workers who are employed at CJ's Seafood in Louisiana, a retailer that contributes most of the seafood that they peel to Walmart's and good gracious, Mall. Walmart has a lot to answer for, and we're going to keep their feet to the fire.
And out of New York City.
Oh, absolutely.
It was summer '05 when Walmart and I signed the biggest deal of the year. They gave me a pin and a smiley face grin and said, Garth, boy, you'll love it here. But I had my doubts, so I went to find out what's hidden behind Walmart's smirk. I opened that door, my jaw hit the floor. That's one place to work. Now I got friends with low wages. They work for Walmart in outrageously bad condition. Don't get caught bitching. Hey! Their healthcare plan fits on two pages, so they're sick and tired and contagious. Yeah, I got friends with low wages. Now one thing I've learned, when Americans get burned, they won't just sit and complain. They know their rights to stand up and fight for jobs that are fair and humane. When those Walmart guys hear the word unionize, they go completely insane. They'll find out who, and boy, if it's you, you're in for a world of pain. Yeah, I got friends with low wages. They work for Walmart in outrageously bad conditions. 'Cause the union's missing. It's time for us to be courageous and stop these union busting outrageous. 'Cause I don't need any more friends with low wages.
Yeehaw! A nice song, but a parody of Garth Brooks in his continuing relationship and support for Walmart and its anti-union policies.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.